Coming up on TMS PM, Old Pepper Eye.
VR nose to help with VR head.
Utah likes bull penis.
Who doesn't? Halo is fun, Russia.
Americans have a lot of metal in their crap.
App time.
Your questions from Twitter and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the morning stream edition of the show that is at night. It is me, Scott Johnson, and it is him, Brian Ibbett.
In case you're confused by that whole word morning in there.
Yeah.
Messes me up every time.
Well, let's clarify it for them.
How is it a morning stream PM when morning is almost always AM?
I don't have all the answers, but when I do, what people should do if you haven't already and you're wondering how you got this bonus fifth episode is go to patreon.com/TMS, throw a little change our way. That will help it keep alive, a thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're stealing.
Yeah.
And you can't have that.
Nobody wants that.
We don't want you to feel like you're stealing.
No, we don't want that. I don't know why I'm yelling either. I'm yelling for some reason. Hey, it's good to be back, everybody. Hello. It's Thursday. We already did a show this morning where I feel like it was 5 minutes ago, but we're back.
I know. It does feel like it was 5 minutes ago.
It really
does. It's all right. It's good.
Yeah. We're starting a tad late, but that's okay. I got a funny story to tell you. I went to lunch today at the Habit.
Mm, that's that burger place you like.
Yeah, where Kim cracked her freaking molar, which sucks.
Kim fell down and broke her crown.
That's right.
And Scott came tumbling after.
So she went to lunch with me, and we took our nephew with us. Mm-hmm. Long story why, but we took him with us, and we thought, oh, it'll be a nice little escape. We'll go over there and eat. And she says, well, I'm not eating a burger. And I said, well, why not? She goes, because it broke my tooth last time I went in there. And I went, oh, okay, fine, I understand. So she got a salad or some such. The burger was fine. I had a great burger. Good stuff.
Once broken, twice shy. Is she never going to go back to the burger then?
Nope. She says, like string cheese when she was pregnant, she will eventually come around, she says.
Okay.
But, like the string cheese at the beginning of the pregnancy, she was so, she craved it constantly that once the baby happened, she could never eat string cheese again. It made her physically ill to see string cheese. And finally, like 10 years later, she could eat string cheese again. So I figure, give it a year. She'll be eating there again. It'll be fine. But the salads are still good. She likes that. The chicken's fine. Like, everything's fine. I think it was a fluke deal anyway. Like, perfect timing, perfect placement, perfect tooth to hit, perfect everything. It was her chance to win the lottery. And instead, that particular bundle of luck was spent at a restaurant on a piece of gristle. That's how it went for her.
it was just that the double zero came up on the old roulette wheel.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Turn.
Yeah, you know the Vegas. It's the Vegas thing.
I know, it's the Vegas thing.
She was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Should have been in Vegas pulling a lever.
By the way, one of our listeners was recently in Vegas, and it was JF. Shoot, I can't remember his last name. But
I wish his name was JF Shoot. That'd be cool. JF Shoot.
JF Shoot?
Yeah.
He's Canadian, and he tweeted me to tell me that as he was walking down the strip yesterday, someone yelled at him and said, hey, cities in your face.
Cities in your face?
Didn't use the word cities.
Oh.
But used a word that would rhyme with cities.
Oh, right. And that, what, to draw him over to see what interesting?
Well, basically, it was a promise that's made by the barker, the strip club barker on the strip who will whisk you and some friends away in a limousine to go to get some cities in your face.
Get some cities in your face. We built these cities to be in your face. I understand.
That's right. Yes.
That's an awful experience. But hey, that's Vegas. That's Vegas. That's what you get.
That's right.
That's like that one guy was like, so, hey, man, what you doing, man? And then he saw Nick and went, oh, I'm sorry, man.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's like, what were you going to tell me, man?
Well, this was the phrase that we had a year ago. Or no, not a year ago. A year and a half ago when Don and I went to Vegas for Tacoma that first time.
They said the
Except
same
we
thing.
We were promised cities in our mouths.
Oh gosh, I forgot about that. I blocked it out. I don't know why it sounds so vile.
Now you remember that.
Whew. All right. Hey, look at this. So here's the deal. I'm at this place. We're at the what's it called? The Habit.
Habit, yes. Oh, back to this.
Yeah. Burgers have been ordered, right? We're waiting, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go get some like accoutrement. I'm gonna get some ketchup and some ketchup, as some say. I'm going to get a little thing of fry sauce. We call it pink sauce here in Utah. And I'm going to get a little bowl, like a little plastic bowl of banana peppers. Okay, I like those.
Oh yeah.
So I like that.
Like
I
dip my pepperoncinis, but
yeah,
like
yeah, pepperoncini. There you go. Same it's the thing. Okay. Same thing. Yeah. So you bite the top off. I get all the. I don't want the juice. So I let the juice, you know, kind of sprinkle out on something else, and then I eat those things. I love them. Mm. So I go to get some of those, and I'm waiting in line, and there's some kids in front of me. One's probably 8. The other one's probably 6. And I could tell the older one was giving grief to the younger one, and the younger one wasn't happy about it. So just kind of teasing him and poking him and like kicking his shoe, and the kid's going stop. Like that,
typical
right?
Typical big brother, little brother activity.
Totally. And his parents aren't there. They're somewhere else. And as we're in line waiting for this to all, you know, move and get going, the funniest thing happened that I've seen in a very long time. This kid had done, he wasn't that much taller than his brother, okay? Which may have been a mistake to be such a jerk if you're not taller than your little brother. He wasn't much taller than him. And the little kid had had enough, clearly. Because out of nowhere, and it happened so fast, I kind of didn't see what totally spawned it. I only assumed that the kid poked him one too many times. But the little kid comes swinging up with one of his hands. He has a pepperoncini in a fist, and it's sticking out of his fist.
Uh-huh.
And he jams it in the eyeball of his brother.
Oh, my God.
Just goes, right in this kid's eye.
Oh.
With a pepperoncini, or a whatever, banana pepper. And this kid reels and starts going, starts freaking out. And the other kid, that's what you get. That's what you get. And he threw the pepper at the kid and ran. It was an amazing time.
Wow.
And I didn't know what to do. I almost felt like I needed to intervene, but they split up and kind of ran different directions. And I saw some parents getting involved and all that stuff. But I almost, oh, no, hold on. Now, easy there, young feller. What you got there in your hand, you know?
I don't know if the punishment fits the crime. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it got me to thinking about how rude and crude it is for older brothers to drag their brothers through dirt so much, because eventually it's going to backfire. If it's not now, you know, in your 30s, you're going to need something. And the little brother's like, oh, now you need something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, now you need me to come get you out of jail, huh? Yeah. Where were you in?
Yeah. How about a little pepperoncini to the eye, figuratively speaking, and I won't pick you up from jail. Anyway, it was kind of a shocking moment. And then I quietly stepped forward, got my pepperoncinis and sat down. And I ate my
one of them. They didn't put it back, right? The kid didn't take the squished one out of his fist and put it back in the...
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I dug through him a little bit and got one in the back. I'm not saying I had any proof that he had tampered or replaced or anything. I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to get one in the back. I do that with everything. Like if it's milk or... I don't get milk anymore, but like yogurt. Like I had to get some yogurt the other day. I love yogurt. So I went to get some yogurt and I don't want the one in the front. That one's old. Or yeah, the oldest, right? The newest one's going to be in the back where the guy just shoved him in this morning. So I reach around, give it the old reach around, I like to call it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, pull that around out the side and get the one that has the better expiration date. I know what's up. That's how I roll.
I get the magazine second from the front.
Oh, well, then you're a true rebel without a cause.
That's right. I don't get that front magazine that everybody's been reading and looking at and sneezing on and wiping their nose and touching a magazine. No, I go at least one back in the stack.
Right. That's also a good thing. Also comics I do that with, because I don't know what's been fingered or touched. What else? There's something else I do this with and I can't think of it. Oh, computer stuff. Like if I see, I don't know, a hard drive, I want to get a portable hard drive.
Yeah.
I go for a few back in the row there at the Best Buy. Yeah, because you never know. Somebody may have brought that back, put some nice tape on it, stuck it back in there, maybe used for all I know.
How do you know the one that is three back isn't a store return that's just been reconditioned?
I don't know. See, I'm playing the averages, I guess. And so far, it served me well. A couple of times I got screwed by it, though. I bought a video card once that was completely hosed. And if I'd have just got the one in front, I would have been fine. But I had to go back like 2 or 3 deep, and it brought it home broken.
That's what you get.
That is what I get. Oh, what's this? Hold on. Why is that playing? Stop.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's time for the evening news brought to you by
a brand new fantasy tabletop RPG from Shades of Vengeance called Era Liars. Liars. Lears?
Lears. L-Y-R-E-S. Liars. Lears.
Lears. Lears. Sure. L-Y-R-E-S. At Lyris, adventuring is too dangerous, not to mention unsanitary. Get the citizens to pay you for fictional tales of your adventures instead. All of the perks of being an adventurer with none of the danger. This game is on Kickstarter now and needs your support. So visit tinyurl.com/Lyris-Kick for a great new game. Lyres-Kick.
Lyris, Lyris. I don't know how you say it.
Well, there's the musical instrument, which is a lyre, right? The
I always thought it was a lyra. No?
Do you do the
I always say but that could be wrong. I mean, I am not known for this. Yeah. This is not in my wheelhouse.
I actually had to say that. Might be the first time I've ever said that word.
You want to get a real laugh today, folks? Go to youtube.com/Scott Johnson. Look at my latest uploaded video and laugh as I try to pronounce horrible fantasy names in the new game Pillars of Eternity. You'll be you'll be highly entertained. Lots of little weird umlauts and funky apostrophes in there. So check this out. The Virtual Nose. Brian, we've heard all about VR headsets and whatnot. The Virtual Nose is what you're going to get because, well, I don't know if you are, but people who get motion sick on VR will be very interested in this. It's happening. Help, help, it's happening.
Help, help, it's happening.
VR makes people, some people sick. A group of researchers at Purdue University say they found an easy way to mitigate this effort by adding one bit of reality that most VR simulations leave out, a virtual nose sitting persistently on the corners of your vision. So what they do... It's like this. I don't know if you've been told this, but when you're doing VR, and it's been my experience with the Oculus One, which I have, my best experiences where I was the least nauseous is when I was playing a game where I was in some kind of cockpit, like a spaceship.
Yeah, that mech game. Or the, right.
Very good. Like all those things. If you are in a thing where you are in a cage or something, for whatever reason, that grounds you. It makes you feel like you're in a physical, you have physical control of your environment. And then all the movement in the world doesn't matter because, again, you've got this point of reference. That's why TVs don't make us sick, because the TV sits there solid in the room. What happens in it can be crazy, but the TV ain't moving, right? So it's kind of like
that. Is that why the TV doesn't make me sick?
I think that's why it doesn't make you sick, yeah. I have friends who can't play first-person shooters on regular monitors unless they sit way back because they need that big border. They need to be able to see around it to ground the play so that the movement doesn't make them feel like they're losing it. So... they've got this nose.
It's just a little digital.
It's a VR nose.
Persistent static lump, right? In the center of your vision.
Yeah. It's super weird. I don't know if I want to do it. But
when you customize your character, do you get to like adjust the size of your nose to make it more?
I assume it's adjustable.
More like you?
Yeah, I assume so. They say it's really...
if you're Adrian Brody, maybe you get to adjust it a little bit more.
What it does, it just makes you feel like you're not free-floating with nothing, you know?
Right.
Like you're not just this ethereal spirit in this fake world. And presence is so important in this new VR stuff. That's what they're all aiming for. They want you to get in there and go, oh, I really feel like I'm here. I don't feel like there's a weird thing on my head and I'm about to yak.
Well, do you, in any of those games, when you look down, do you see your feet?
Depends on the game. Some it's all simulated. So because
of course.
So okay. So this is the cool thing about the newer generation stuff, like the things that were announced at GDC and Sony's new deal and all that. They use positional tracking stuff. Not the Sony. I can't remember what the Sony does. Maybe with the camera, but like the VR stuff for Valve have these laser towers that you put somewhere in the space, and they tell at all times where you're at. So you have this really great kind of knowledge of where you are. Now, if you really wanted to know where every tip of every shoe was at any given minute, you'd have to have some kind of tracking device on the shoe that would then report back to these lasers.
Oh,
that,
sure. No, I'm not thinking that you're going to look down and see where your feet are placed. Like if you're standing there with one foot in front of the other, but like in Team Fortress 2,
you're the sniper. See your legs,
You pick off a couple of engineers and you look down. Do you see sniper feet?
You do see sniper feet. You do.
Okay.
You totally do.
So they do. They have modeled. The rest of your body.
They have. And it depends on the game, obviously. But there was one where I really felt weird. It was like a simulator where you sat in a chair and then you went on a tour of the universe and you went to like Earth and all the other planets and our solar system and then outside of that and other galaxies and big red dwarfs and, you know, just giant like supernovas and all this stuff, right? And you're floating around all
Cosmos
that.
Video game, basically.
Kind of, yeah. It was really cool. Yeah. Anyway, I remember sitting there in the
Neil
virtual
deGrasse
thing.
Tyson simulator? Is it what that is?
and if you look down, you see
Sim Tyson?
There you go. Mike Tyson's space simulator, it's called. body blow, it says the whole time. So as I'm in this thing and I'm looking around in space, I look down and I see, oh, there are my legs and my hands are resting on my legs. These gloved like space hands are resting on the legs. And when I went to move my hands and in the real life, my hands moved. But in the simulator, my hands didn't move. My brain almost split in two. It didn't know how to make It didn't know what to make of that information.
Right.
Because to it, visually, the hand should have moved with me, and they didn't. And so it did two things. It broke me out of, it kind of took me out of the experience a little bit, made me feel really weird, but also was kind of cool in its own way. It's hard to explain.
It's funny that they just didn't make your hand sitting on a keyboard in virtual space, right? Because maybe that's how you're operating this vehicle that's taking you through space, mm-hmm. is with a keyboard. Mm-hmm. So looking down and seeing your hands roughly where they would be placed while you're maneuvering around.
Yeah, it was the same problem though, because my hands were literally on my lap where they were in the game, not on purpose. I mean, they didn't go there because the game thought they were there. I just happened to have them on my lap. And then
so this wasn't a game you're controlling with a keyboard.
I'm just sitting there and it's like a roller coaster. I'm just like going.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if you had a controller in your hand, that's the cool thing about the Morpheus stuff. The controllers are seen by the sensor. Mm-hmm. So when you move it, it moves with you, and so it does feel like your hands are really in the world, thus creating this sense of presence. Like, that's the goal, is to make it feel like you are freaking there and that you can manipulate this world. And when you move your hand out, something moves out. Even if it's a Move controller or some other kind of device,
right?
It feels like it's out there in the
you
space.
You see your actual hand moving.
I am beyond the moon for this tech. I cannot freaking wait till it is more finished and in the home. Like November, I'm getting that vibe, dude. There's no way I'm not getting it.
That's when it's coming out in November?
I have to. It's the Valve one. I got to. I want to be in that place, and I never want to leave it. All right, so there's that. Hey, check it out. Utah in the news.
Utah Connection.
Hurricane Utah, home of Diabetes Ranch. What's his name? Wilford Brimley, yes.
Hurricane? Is that how it's pronounced?
Hurricane. Everyone thinks it's Hurricane Utah, but it's not. It's Hurricane Utah.
You know why everybody thinks that?
Hmm.
Because it's spelled exactly the same way as hurricane.
I am with you 100%. When I was growing up, I was like, come on, guys, really? We're calling it hurricane? And I guess that is really some... I don't know if it's supposed to still be that same word, meaning maybe hurricane is a name of a guy or something, mm-hmm. like some German that settled there, or who knows?
You think that they'd say, you know what, we'll just drop the E at the end, then people will call it hurricane, and then it'll work.
It is where Siegfried von Hurricane set up his ranch. And now this guy lives there.
Diabetes.
Yep.
See?
Got a big old ranch. Anyway.
I can smell them.
Hurricane Utah is usually, now I say it right just because that's how I say it. But anyway, it's usually a very peaceful place. Beautiful red rock, you know, desert stuff. It's beautiful there. But the giant genitalia of a bull statue atop a local restaurant has pricked the calm environment on a normally serene city.
It has
pricked it.
Yeah, they're working on all eight cylinders at the HuffPo in this article.
A ballsy bust of bull with a massive penis was erected on top of Barista's restaurant on March 14th, according to the St. George News. They're just south of them. Since then, the copper statue has aroused controversy. Brian, I'm just going to keep emphasizing the use of the...
Might as well. Let's point out their salacious puns.
Yeah.
Every opportunity.
It says this. There's a high school across the street, so that's why they're worried about it. Quote, it looks terrible, says Denise McElprang. Denise McElprang! That name is great.
Oh, I have a new name. That's not Britt Micklenburg or Micklinson.
Yep.
Denise McElprang.
McElprang. She says, I could see the bull, but not the details of the sex. It's R-rated to me, because especially with young school kids seeing it and talking about it, unquote. Save the clock tower.
What is she saying? Okay. So she's saying, I can see the bull. I can see having a bull up there, but we don't need the details of the sex.
Meaning the gender, not the...
I thought she just couldn't see it from where she was, and it's R-rated. Then
right.
What's the problem?
She's freaking out because she's crazy, and that's what Southern Utahns do.
She's a McElprang.
At least 600 of Hurricane's 14,576 residents have signed a petition demanding that the Hurricane City Council refuse the business license for renewal. Locals have raised such a cow over the bull statue that one man allegedly came to Barista's and assaulted an employee over it. Oh, great. There's your example. Vigilante justice. According to a local
station. I'm going to beat this teenager up that's working at the diner because he's responsible for this.
Yeah, he works there. He knows all about the bull penis.
So what could they, they could just put something over it. I imagine it's like a big, it's a copper statue, so removing it is probably going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. I'd just go grind it off or something, just get a grinder, like a Dremel. Grind that thing off. Why not?
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that. We used to add one. We had this bank. I think I told you about this bank. We had a bank near my high school, And we had a course of, did you ever take, not pottery, but like a sculpture class in high school? They had us do it where we made it out of wax. It was brown wax that you would make your sculpture. They would then take it, put bronze over it somehow, or a mold over it or something. And then when they baked it, the wax would melt away. That's how they get rid of the wax inside. Oh, okay. It was really cool.
You're just left with a bronze statue.
But this wax was like bronze looking in its own right. It was very malleable, and you could make anything out of it. So what did we do? We're 15, 16 years old. We go down to this statue of this flying. He looked like Apollo. He had wings and Apollo shoes, you know, with the little wings on the shoes.
On him. Yep.
And
yep.
he's kind of doing a little plié, like a little, I don't know, he's kind of half squatting and then like he's about to take off. And we went down there and made a big, giant wax wiener that was the same color as this bronze statue and just right at like 2 a.m. just went plunk right between his legs and ran. And for about a week in the winter, it stayed because it was cold.
Right.
And then I think eventually somebody moved it. We were hoping it'd make it till summer and melt, but we never did. Anyway.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but we were adding a penis. Now they want them to take it away in Hurricane.
Right. Now times have changed.
Yeah. What's wrong with a bull wiener? Bulls have wieners.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a dog at home? I want to ask Mrs. Mackle. What's her name?
Mackleprang.
Mackleprang. Hey, Mackleprang. Is the Mackleprang dog? Is it not have a wiener? Do you put like a little suit on him to hide his number there?
Yes, he has to wear little shorts when he goes out when I take him for a walk because.
Kind of nailing.
Well, my husband got assaulted by some guy when he walked around with his dog penis out.
With his mackle praying hanging out.
Penis.
All right, we know what it is. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis that we used to dread the days we had to go swimming.
Oh, remember that guy?
How'd that go from being a singular pronoun to being a plural pronoun? I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis that we... Is he talking about him and his penis?
Him and his penis, yeah. Him and his little buddy. You know.
Now, you know that little boys like our Johnny have a penis.
Uh-huh, we know. What else? You can play Halo in Russia. Halo Online is up in Russia. That used to be a thing on the PC here. You could play Halo Online, but then it went away. Now they've got a version of Halo running... along with some company called Saber Interactive and Innova Systems. It's multiplayer only Halo 3 designed to run on low-end PCs. The Activision partner with Tencent.
Tencent.
Yeah, they're already doing that with Call of Duty Online. I guess over there in Russia, this is the way to go. It's like a big free-to-play. They're playing the games we pay $60 for. They're getting the multiplayer versions of that with like tons of people playing them online for free, and then you do microtransactions. Very weird. Asia in general. It's very weird.
Interesting.
And then finally.
For 75 rubles, you can have Master Chief.
Master Chief. Today in poop. Here's your today in poop story. I'm wearing my my poop shirt today, everyone. I wore that over there to the restaurant. Anyway, today in poop. Americans poop up to $4.2 billion in precious metals every year. $4.2 billion. That's a B. Okay, yeah. Billion.
$4.2 billion in precious metals that we're ingesting or that we're generating?
We're ingesting and then crapping out.
Wow.
So here's how it goes. You could be flushing a fortune of feces down the toilet in the form of tiny nuggets of gold and other precious metals that could be mined, according to research presented Monday at the National Meeting of the American Chemical Society. Boy, that guy had a real job on his hands to get up and talk about this. If you can get rid of some of the little nuisance metals that currently limit how much these... What? Biosolids? Anyway, we can use in fields and forests and at the same time recover valuable metals and other elements. That's a win-win, says Kathleen Smith of the U.S. Geological Survey.
Have at it, Kathleen.
Yep. Dig through your poopy.
Let me know where I send the box.
Smelly poo is there for you. There are metals everywhere, Smith says. They're in our hair care products, detergents, even nanoparticles that are put in socks to prevent bad odors, like everything. A deodorant was another one they mentioned. So, Brian, you right now could be wearing... You're all blinged out. You just don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so full of precious metals. I'm so full of it.
You're completely full of it. About 7 million tons of biosolids, it says, is treated every year at U.S. water facilities. It says roughly half of that is used as fertilizer in fields and forests, and the rest is incinerated to send off to landfills. So, we waste more than 1 million... 1 million Americans could contain as much as $13 million worth of precious metals. How is that possible?
Wow.
1 million Americans could have 13 million worth of these precious metals.
The waste from 1 million Americans could contain as much as 13 million.
And that's just us. That's just poop. That's amazing. All right, New York Post, you're crazy. Maybe they made that whole thing up. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do a little app review, and we'll take your Twitter questions here on this TMS PM edition. Before all of that, Brian brought music.
I did. This one's going out to Lori. Lori emailed and said, "Hi, Scott and Brian." Oh, great creative names there. Yeah. Lori from Boston here. I'm a longtime listener and fan of the show. Thank you for all of your hard work. On March 26th, I'll be celebrating my 29th birthday, and I would love for you to help me celebrate. Navi Split did a great cover of Beyonce's Crazy in Love, and hearing it on the show would totally make my day. Hope you can find it. Love the show, though. Lori. Well, of course I can find it. Actually, I already had this one in my library, and kind of surprised we haven't played this before because this is really cool. This is from the Pink in the Sink CD. Careful how you say that, too. Yeah. It came out in 2007. It's a cover of Crazy in Love. Here is Navi. I think it's Navi Split.
Isn't it weird that when you... Pink in the Sink refers to when your gums are bleeding, right? Isn't that the deal? Like you're brushing your teeth? Yeah, I think that's... They always said, if there's pink in the sink, make sure your toothbrush is... Or you're not brushing enough, you got gingivitis or something. I think that's what that is.
Gotcha. So like when you spit out the toothpaste, if it's pink.
Yeah, then unless it was pink in the first place, but yeah, then there's like blood in there. And that's not good. That's bad. Why would you make your album called Pink in the Sink if it's about
there's
that?
There's a lot of bad album names.
That's a good point. All right. here it is. It's Crazy in Love. We'll be right back.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. When I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name two or three times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how you look and do what no one else can. Oh, when I talk to my friends so quietly, look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes, don't even have to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody to impress. The way that you know what I thought I knew is the beat my heart skips when I'm with you. But you know I don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can. Oh, oh, oh. You got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch has got me looking so crazy right now. Kinda hoping you page me right now. Your kiss has got me hoping you save me right now. Looking so crazy in love. And I've been looking so crazy in love. Looking so crazy in love. And I've been looking so crazy in love.
You know, that had kind of a vibe to it. Was Ben Folds 5 kind of vibe to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that without the piano.
Yeah, I liked it though a lot. That was really good.
Yeah.
All right, now's time for this. Here, guys, put this on for size.
Mm-hmm. App Slappy.
In honor of the great podcast App Slappy, which no longer exists on the Frog Pants Network, we are here to bring you an app review. It's one of those Thursdays. Normally Dan would be here, but he had stuff tonight.
He's playing some new board game. Couldn't pull himself away.
Yeah, probably. Although I think this one involves moving giant pieces around a real life board known as his children. It's some fathery thing going on. So
gotcha. Children anyway. Of Catan.
Yeah, Children of Catan. There it is. Of East Catan, Ohio, or wherever the hell it would be.
Right.
So we're going to do app reviews, and let's start with Brian, and tell me what you're using and why you like it or don't.
All right. So here's guilty pleasure time, right?
Okay, all right.
There was something very satisfying a few years ago called... called Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Come clean.
Okay.
Angry Birds.
It's okay. It had, you know, look... And I'm not going to begrudge you for liking it or playing it or any of those things. I will also say, just real quick, that it has still one of what I believe to be one of the finest theme songs of any video game. It's one
this
of those.
It,
to me, it's a classic. It's a modern classic. It fits up there with Tetris and the original Mario theme and lots of other great game themes. I think those guys freaking nailed that. So even if that's all the legacy they leave, that is an important mark to make on games. So I'll say that.
Well, it's not. I'll tell you right now, it's not the last legacy for that game.
All right.
And what the new hotness is, and this is fun. There have been a lot of games like this, but I know there was an arcade one, and I did some searching to try and figure out what the name of it was. But basically, you've got the top of your screen is all filled with bubbles of different colors, and you've got a little arrowy thing that you shoot from the bottom, and when you shoot up, you know, when you control where that arrow goes, whoop, another bubble goes up and joins them. And if you connect like three or four or more, they all pop. And the object is to clear them all before they get down to the line
sure.
at the bottom.
Sure. It sounds like
not bubble bobble. Right. That was one of the ones I thought it was. And it's not the one where you shoot the guy running around with the arrows and the guns and the bubbles are bouncing on the ground and you have to duck under them and shoot them underneath them.
It wasn't Bub and Bob, was it?
Might have been Bub and Bob. Oh, Bust a Move. That's it, Archineer.
Oh, yes, Bust a Move. Bust a Move. Isn't Bust a Move the American name for Bubble Bobble, though? I think.
Oh, it might be.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up just real quick here. Bubble Bobble, an arcade game by Taito. Blah, 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 blah. Starting this.
You want it?
I can't find it now. I was hoping to find that. Oh, wait. Let's see. It was called
Puzzle Bobble outside of North America and Europe. Bust is what it was called.
Bust a Move and its sequels. Oh, okay, you're right. Puzzle Bobble, a.k.a. Bust a Move. So Puzzle Bobble and Bust a Move are the same name depending on where you... or same game depending on where you lived.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Anyway, sorry.
Way better name Puzzle Bobble than Bust a Move.
I kind of agree. That was so 90s. We're not really stupid. Was. Gosh dang it. Anyway.
Does Young MC endorse this game? I'm going to play it. Well, the new thing...
Yeah.
And heard about this through the the iTunes newsletter or something like that. And it's called Stella Pop. And it's your same slingshot thing from Angry Birds, but you're shooting bubbles. And as they come down the screen, there are pigs stuck among those bubbles. And what you want to do is shoot enough bubbles that the pig falls out.
Okay.
But it goes so far beyond that. Like you get levels where the object is to clear six of the bubbles across the very top of the screen and do it in the fewest moves possible. There's other ones where the shape that's in the middle rotates depending on how much weight is on one side from bubbles that you've stuck on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really addictive. And this could have been anything. It didn't have to be Angry Birds, right? This could have been any game, any franchise. It could have been Mario stuck in there we know. But Stella Pop is the name of the game, and it is... addictive and fun, and I'm totally digging it.
Oh, well,
and
good.
It's free.
Oh, it's well, you got me then. I'm in.
Free.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it free? Like, buy some poop berries.
I have not been prompted to buy any extra turns or anything like that. So far, it has been free. I imagine there's probably something. I don't know. Maybe pay to skip a level or something like that. But it's a blast. It really is a blast.
Right.
And I haven't been prompted to buy anything yet, so I'm happy with it.
All right.
Happy
well,
about that.
That would make me happy as well. Well, I'm going to tell you about a game that I'm going to play a little audio from here.
Okay.
I got to wait for these logos. Hang on. Logo. Got it. Okay, we know you made it. Great. I already paid you my $2. Here we go. kind of scary at the beginning. Okay, that's just, I don't know why
I like the music
that.
Already.
It's pretty cool. It's called Card Crawl. Okay. And you are, it is set in a fantasy themed tavern where you sit down in front of this minotaur looking guy. You can hear him in a second here. There you go. He's going to deal some cards. Listen. Hear that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he just dealt me some cards. This minotaur guy sitting at a table. And it's basically, best way I can describe this would be like, it's solitaire, but it's done with fantasy cards, and it's done in a non-normally structured solitaire game. So the way it starts out is you have these four positions at the bottom of the screen. Chat room, you can kind of see how that's laid out. Four positions at the bottom of the screen show a hand, or like a glove. You in the middle, like an avatar with 13 of 13 health points, okay? Mm-hmm. And on the other side, another hand. Like it's empty right now. It's like a glove hand. Like you're supposed to put something there, like an empty right. slot in your avatar on WoW or something. And then next to that, a bag, like a backpack. Then he lays four cards face up in front of you. And in my case, this it's always random. And in my case, I have a crow who has both two life points and two hit points. So he can hit you for 2 points. And he only has two life points if you hit him. Mm. 5 point slime. A 5 point replenishment potion and another spider at 7 points. And the goal here is if I had a sword or a shield out there, I could drag those down to my hand positions mm-hmm. and then I could use those to fight these creatures. I don't have any of that. So my best bet is to take a hit from from the five guy. So I drag him down on me. Okay, it hurt me. Should play this. You'd hear it. I'm going to drag the two down on me. Okay, he hurt me too. Now I'm at 6 of 13 on my life. Now, there are two cards left up top, the spider and the potion. I'm going to drop the potion on one of my hands, and it goes. All right, I drink it. Now that I've only got four, now that I only have one card left in the top, that prompts him to deal three more. So you always can have just one remaining, and then he'll deal three more. Well, now things look a little bit better. I've healed back up to 11 with that potion, and now there is a level 6 spider, level 7 spider that was there before. Now I have also some coins and some more health at 4 points. These are new random cards. So if he attacks with the 6, I'll do that. All right, that hurt me. I'm down to 5 out of 13. Drop the health potion. All right, and I'll put the money in my hand. All right, that gave me some money I can spend on upgrades. Mm. Oh, now it dealt more. Now I have a sword. I'm going to put this in here. Now I have a shield.
So the two of you take turns using the cards in that top row.
Correct.
Okay.
That top row is you pull them down on your other stuff. Or now that I have a sword and a shield, now I can pull those out to fight some things. Gotcha. So what I'm going to do is put a thing in my bag. Oh, and you can keep stuff in your bag, and it kind of just stores it there, and then you can always use it in the next turn. But once you've used something in your hand a turn, you can't put something else in that hand. So what you're trying to do is strategically, like, take the least amount of damage, heal up the best you can, use weapons when you can, so that he runs out of cards eventually. Mm-hmm. Then you win the game, just like solitaire. You're trying to run out of cards. It is so addicting, and you never... I feel like I never win, but it doesn't
this
matter.
This looks great. I'm looking at a picture of it online, and this is really, really cool.
The animation is cool. The feeling, just it feels good. It totally itch scratches kind of the RPG slash, you know, card itch thing that you might have that I always seem to have, mm-hmm. and I love it. It's really, really good. So
cool.
Check it out. It's called Card Crawl and available now on iOS and I believe Android. $2 is the price.
Just iOS from according to their website, according to cardcrawl.com. But
well, sorry, Android people, I apologize.
But hopefully soon for Android.
Yeah, we hope so. We like you guys. You guys are okay. You're friendly fellows.
Yeah.
All right.
It's cool. Very cool looking. I like that a lot.
If you guys have app recommendations, you can send them to us during the week, themorningstream@gmail.com. We'd be happy to check out some of the stuff you might have. Here's that Angry Birds theme. Check it out. It's just great. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
It starts slow, but you just feel like that's a song you're going to hear in 20 years, and it'll still feel like a good... In fact, it's very Tetris anyway, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's very much Tetris. Andrew Allen did a great cover of this song for the Free Play.
That's right, he did.
CD.
I don't have that one handy, or I'd play it. Dang it.
Anyway, that's all right. That's okay.
So there you go. Angry Birds all around. What are we doing now? Twitter time. That means this.
Bird goes tweet.
Bird!
Oh.
Man!
guy on Twitter lied.
All right, great. Let's do.
I guess I'm not going to go bird hunting this weekend.
I guess you're not going to go bird hunting this weekend. Oh, what the heck?
It's all right. I'm fine without that one.
Oh, my Twitter. Why does it want me to join Twitter?
Because Twitter lied.
Hold on. Hold on. Twitter.com. This isn't supposed to happen, folks. Twitter.com. Log in as me. Okay, thank you. Now I'm in. Jeez, that was dumb. All right, now we're in. Here are the questions. We got Twitter questions that come to us at AskTMS. That's the hashtag. Oh my gosh. Do you see this? I don't even want to show you this. It's a picture of me making a grab at Mitt Romney's crotch. I'm not going to show you that.
No, I have not seen that. Is it?
It's a photo from, it's not, click that link and it's the first thing you'll see in the notes, the AskTMS link.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. If you expand that image, he's brushing his crotch. Nice. Christina Courtney says, what time does TMS PM start in the Central time zone? Already started. 4:30 PM. Oh, Central? That's 5:30 PM.
5:30 PM, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Linky McScott says, I'm going on a road, anyway, and I'm excited for all the road trip traditions. What are some of your road trip traditions, food, games, etc.? Brian, you're the best at this. You always have cool ideas for road trips. So what do you do?
Well, we've talked about food, right? We've talked about how we both like sunflower seeds and red licorice and
jerky.
Stuff like that.
Like jerky.
Jerky. Yeah, another great road trip food. There's a game that that Don and I played coming back from Vegas. Nice 11-hour drive from Vegas last August. And we're going to do it again this year. We actually just talked before the show about where we're staying and all that stuff. What we'll do is we'll load up our iPods, right? The actual iPods, not necessarily our iPhones, but like the ones with the massive amounts of storage. And basically just put it on random shuffle, hook it up to the car entertainment system, and randomly play songs. Basically as the driver, your job is to guess the song as quickly as possible.
Oh, that's a great
pause
idea.
The song. Yeah. It's really funny. I mean, it's amazing how time flies by when you're doing that damn game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bet. We did the same, not same, but very similar thing with the kids when we go, where I bring on the iPhone or whatever I'm playing it on, I'll bring a bunch of movie themes, and they have to guess the movie or TV show theme that I'm playing.
Yep, that's great.
They love that. And you're right, it eats up a ton of road time, which is nice because...
Yeah, that's a thing that you need.
Especially you, 10 hours. Up.
Yeah, trivia, any kind of trivia, any kind of games like that in the car, man, it makes time go so fast.
This, just to remind people, this is the 10-hour trip that you took last time that the day after you got back, you had to put your headphones down and go throw up, remember? It was.
Was it the day after I got back from Vegas?
Yeah, it was post that trip, I believe. I think the 10-hour trip with your, with the.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. So that's just, you know, an important landmark in TMS history.
I know both times, the last two times we've come back from Las Vegas on that drive, we've had rain in that really windy part where it's super rocky, right, between in Utah, between Vegas and Denver. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, we slid off the road, or we're going to slide off the road, and caught ourselves right before we would have hit some rocks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had some harrowing trips through there. I hope this year's not like that for you. I hope it's all
I'm
fun.
Sure it won't be. There'll be three of us this time.
Got a question from, wait, who's the third?
My Uncle George is going to be joining us on this next Vegas trip. So.
I've met George. He's a very nice guy.
He is. He's super cool.
Peter Fisher says, seriously, Scott, have you looked at any of my N15? What? It looked at my idea for N15. I'm volunteering to do the heavy lifting. Peter, I don't. Don't remember.
That's an Ask TMS question?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. You know what? He put FB on here. That must be Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't do the email thing on Facebook. I have enough email things in my life. Mm-hmm. So if you've got something to send, send it to nerdtacularshow@gmail.com. And I'll have the right people look at it. Besides, I don't make those decisions. That's usually somebody else.
He's offering to carry some of those pallets in.
Then you're
without,
in.
Without any help. So, sure. Okay, you're up. You're up, Peter.
Carry all my Blizzard swag.
That's right.
Alex Turner says, you can have the Iron Giant or Baymax as your personal robot friend. Who do you choose?
Oh, wow. That's a good choice.
Now,
Jeez.
Think about this, Brian. I'm going to tweak the rules just a little bit since he didn't specify. The robots have to come as they are, meaning the big robot, the big one. What's the big one? Iron Giant. is supposed to be a war machine and doesn't know it yet. He has a bump on his head and could click over any time.
So I don't get the end of the movie Iron Giant. I get the beginning of the movie Iron Giant.
Right.
Well, I guess the middle of the movie.
Middle, Iron Giant. He had to make a choice later, but not before destroying half that damn city or whatever he did.
Right. So, geez. Well, okay. If that's the choice, then I'm going Baymax all the way. There's no way I'm going to take that. That gun that's basically ready to go off at any time.
I agree. Plus, you'd have all the health care you need. You'd have you could actually fit him in a little box, carry him around with you. I think Baymax is the good answer. I love the Iron Giant. Don't get me wrong.
Now, all other things being equal, let's say that I'm getting the Iron Giant that is not in danger of turning into a weapon versus Baymax. I'm actually going Iron Giant.
I think I would too, but then I don't know where to keep it and what the laws are going to be like and what others are going to say, assuming that it's, like you just said, all things being equal, I guess, then yes, I'd still go Iron Giant as well. Because I don't want to ride on him and I want to, like, have him jog through the forest like that and stuff. It seems like the forest officials would get pissed, though. I'm thinking about all the logistics of it. It's kind of messy, that thing.
Yeah, you got to have a good place to store him.
Robert says, have either of you been to or heard of an esports bar? Would you go to one to watch a big game event? Yeah, they have StarCraft, what do they call them, BarCraft stuff going on around Salt Lake for a long time.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's still a thing, but they would, their big groups would get together and watch big final StarCraft games via big screen TVs and stuff. And that happened awesome. A lot. Yeah, you didn't have to be, it wasn't like a bar that was dedicated as an esports bar, but they would broadcast esports stuff. And I think some of them do like Hearthstone tournament, live stream of Twitch feeds and things like that. So yeah, those I'm sure Denver's got a ton of them. I'm sure of it.
We must, but I honestly don't know of any of them. I'll have to look around and see what I can find. Yeah. I do know that, speaking of Vegas, that the same-sex Mary crew and I are going to meet the Sunday night that I arrive at what used to be the West Wing Bar in MGM and is now a video game bar.
Oh, no
like
way.
Actually on the Strip.
Cool.
And but it's one of these where they've got a few stand-up arcade machines, but they've got all these little separate cubbies with these comfy, it's almost like you're close your eyes and visualize the end of the Flintstones. There's that giant rack of ribs that they put on the side of the car and the car falls over.
Yeah,
the cushions look like those giant racks of ribs, so you're kind of laying in that position, that U position, with a TV, and you've got a console of your choice with the games of your choice, and you're sitting there playing them.
That's cool. In that,
and drinking. Well, I guess that's not that won't appeal to you, but the
the drinking part I don't do. You know what you could take, though? Take some wipies with you, because those controllers are going to be gross.
I will take some. I don't go to Vegas without hand sanitizer, and I will use that hand sanitizer on the controllers for sure.
Liberally on those controllers.
Yeah.
We have another one here from, let's see. Here it is. Josh Fitzgerald asks, XSplit. Oh, I know Josh. He's a local. He's awesome. That guy's great. XSplit or OBS, what do you guys use? Is there anything better? I use XSplit to stream games because it's got a bunch of tools and features that I really like, and it's worth it for the yearly fee for me to do that. OBS is getting there. It's an open source alternative that's free. But I don't, some of the stuff that thing does just are a little buggy, a little bit weird. It's not terrible, and I don't want to, it's not me besmirching it. I just feel like it's got some room to grow. And if they can finally nail it, I'll jump over.
But now, is OBS Mac?
No, it's Mac and PC.
Okay. I mean, that's what I mean. But because I know XSplit is PC only. So, but
I think, I'm not sure about that. You know that? Let's see. OBS for Mac. I can just look it up. The OBS project says, yeah, it is a multi-platform. So cool. I guess it does do Mac streaming, which is cool. That's cool.
Very cool. Ooh, by the way, just put a link in the chat room for the that cushiony thing that you play the video games in and on the West Wing.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Do people have sex on those? Because it looks like they might.
It's Vegas. There are cameras everywhere. At least it looks like it's easy to clean, right?
Gross. Bring some wipies. Bring wipies. That's all I'm saying. Wipies for everything. Right. Okay, let's see. We're going to do one more here.
Okay.
We have time for one more. And let's do this one that says...
Good one. Make it worth it.
What is your favorite... That's an easy one, or a good one and an easy one for me. What is your favorite video game franchise from the 80s, asks Brian Brooks.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd call it a franchise. Well, I would too. Let's say the rules are it has to have at least one sequel to be a franchise.
It's almost too easy.
Okay, what would you pick?
Mario.
Really? It's your favorite?
Yeah, from my favorite video game franchise. Because Tempest, there was no sequel to Tempest. Well, I guess there was. There was Tempest 2.
Tempest 2000, was it?
Well, okay, yeah, there were console sequels. Yeah,
that's true. Sure. The Jaguar had one.
There's Dreamcast. That newer one, too, that's like going, that got sued by Atari.
Yeah, it's made by
TKX or something like that.
Yeah,
or,
didn't Jeff Minter make it, the original creator of Tempest?
Yes, that actually worked. Yeah.
It's awesome. I played that. It's fun, by the way. It's all right. Did okay, that thing. Mario counts. And if you're saying one that started and continues, yeah, I mean, that thing's venerable. I don't know how you argue with that. That's a good pick.
It's so hard to say. It's so hard not to say Mario Brothers. But I'm trying to think of what I'd say. Let's say they took Mario off the list as a choice.
Yeah, let's take the king off the list and now everything else.
I would go Mega Man.
That's pretty good. I never, you know what? I'm going to say an embarrassing thing here. I've never played a Mega Man game.
Oh, really?
Not one.
Wow.
I know. Everyone's all over me on the Boop Show for that and can't believe I'm telling the truth. But
you know what? There's everybody's got their thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at all the TV you didn't see in the 80s.
Right, exactly.
Knight Rider.
I never saw a single episode of Dukes of Hazzard until you guys forced me.
No Dukes of Hazzard, no Knight Rider.
No Knight Rider, no Golden Girls, no Magnum P.I.
No Magnum P.I. Oh, I can't believe that one. No A-Team.
No A-Team.
No A-Team, guys.
See?
I'm telling you. Like, look, they're all getting on me about the Mega Man, but now they're going to hear A-Team and poop themselves.
It's yeah. Mm. I feel like I watched a lot of crap TV in the 80s, so I don't know how I missed any of those.
Yeah, I wonder what you were watching.
We were watching freaking Simon and Simon and the Rockford Files and
I used to love the Rockford Files. Those are on Netflix, and they're great. Totally worth watching.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say if Mario's off the table, and I'm going to include with that, like, because Zelda's a really important series as well, I'm going to include most of the big Nintendo stuff, okay?
Okay. So no Metroid, no...
None of that, yeah, because they're all amazing. I'm going to say Joust. I loved, loved, and still love, and would play right now if you gave it to me, a game of Joust. I freaking love it.
There was no sequel to Joust.
Yeah, there was Joust 2. You never played Joust 2?
There was a Joust 2?
Oh, yes, there was, sir. You really didn't play it?
I believe you. I'm looking it up here.
Yeah, check it out. It's
Joust 2, Survival of the Fittest. There's a YouTube video. How is this different than? Oh my God, this is hilarious. They even have the game booting up.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip ahead here and see if I can get some audio. Here we go. Yeah, notice that they have these pillars.
It looks like Rise.
Rise from your grave.
Exactly. It looks like that for the background.
Rise from your grave.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast. I love those terrible sounds from those games. It is weird because they put like weird metal structures, and I think they kind of went too far with it. It's not the best game. It's kind of still Joust, but still fun.
Kind of jumped the ostrich on this one.
Yeah, a little bit. But the original Joust is still something to behold. And honorable mention I would give to Nintendo's ripoff of that, which was... Balloon Fight. Did you ever play Balloon Fight?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I liked Balloon Fight. It was a really good knockoff of this game.
Look at this. Second level is the blues.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that the blues?
I don't know, because they're dumb.
And what are all those things on the bottom? Like you've got frogs or something?
I think so. Wasn't there a Joust 3 as well? Hold on. I think there was a Joust 3 that never got released.
Huh.
I'm going to make sure about that before I tell you. Before I tell you. Yeah, there was one.
I don't care for this Joust 2, sir.
No, Joust 2 sucks. It's not good. No true Joust aficionado has any care for Joust 2.
Right.
But Joust 1, still the champ for me. Freaking love it.
Yeah, it's such a great game.
Yeah, really fun.
Yeah, that would be one I'd consider, too. Like, if I had room for a second arcade machine here.
Yep.
I think Joust would be one I'd consider. Oh, my God, he just turned into a horse.
Yeah, it's dumb. They tried to, back then they didn't have to do sequels. They're like, we should make it crazy and dumb.
Oh, no kidding.
The other, there's other games like that too. Like Dig Dug 2 is horrendous. Is it Dig Dug 2? Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Dig Dug 2 was
there's a few others like that where it's like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? I can't remember any other off the top of my head.
There was a Dig Dug 2 that came out for NES or maybe Super NES, where it was kind of like a combination between Dig Dug and Quix, where you had little islands and you'd have to carve off sections of the islands with the Pukas and Fygars on them.
Yeah, that's it. Dig Dug 2. The arcade one was like that as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's, I think that's the game. Let's see. Yeah, yeah, here it is. They're islands. He never goes underground. It's all out above ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's...
Here it is. Okay. Weird sound, or weird soundtrack. Yep, there he is, cutting these guys off. It's Quix. It's just Quix.
It really is Quix, yeah.
Oh, it makes me angry. Makes me angry. This happened all the time. They're just dumb. The only good arcade, true good arcade sequel, well, there's probably, this is a lie, there's plenty. I can't think of them, though. But Mortal Kombat 2 was an incredible sequel as compared to the original.
Donkey Kong Jr. was great, too.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing those vines and dropping apples on the little...
That was pretty good.
Little alligator trap things coming up the vines.
Did you ever play Donkey Kong 3?
I'm sure I did. Oh, and that I know I did. I
it's just that it's the one with the little spray can guy that was squirting bugs. It's not even Mario.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Right.
And I, you know, as much as it makes me mad that they made what they made, I really liked it. It was fun to play. So the playing part of it I liked, but it's so dumb. Ugh, Nintendo.
That's right. Yeah, he's going up and down the two vines. Yep, I totally.
Yep. You remember that?
That was such weird. Yeah, that was weird.
It was a really weird sequel. They got their crap together after that. All right. Great Twitter questions today, everybody. Yeah. Keep those coming. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You can use that all week. We'll check it out. You don't even have to include at Morning Stream in there if you don't want to. But you can follow us there at Morning Stream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. Leave voicemails at 801-471-0462. And you can find the website at frogpants.com/TMS. And once again, if you'd like to support us and you like this show, and only if you do, we really want you to do this. If you like the show, then go to patreon.com/TMS. If you find value in it, that's the place for you. I think that's it. You got anything else? Am I missing anything?
I don't, but somebody just put, MKO just put Sinistar in the video of Sinistar.
How'd that go? What was his voice? What did he say?
I live.
I'm going to play some of it. Let's see. I want to hear. Okay, he's shooting. This is when you knew you were near an arcade.
It sounds like Gunaway playing.
It totally does, dude. Okay, let's see. I'm going to turn it down for a second. This is when you knew you were in a mall where there was an arcade because you could hear up the hallway, you'd hear him say something.
Right.
You'd hear him go, oh. I'm hoping he gets to the first Sinistar head so I can hear it.
Oh.
Oh, man. This is Williams, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Hurry up and get to the thing. All right, we're almost there. Okay, almost done. Syndrome intercepted. Got to kill a couple more.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Okay. Oh. Here we go. Oh, it's taking forever. But I have to hear it.
The closure.
Yeah, I need closure.
I'm with you. I need it. I needs it.
Okay. Here we go. I feel like it should be close. Hurry up. Kill some more squeezers. There you go. There you go, buddy. It's good radio. Good radio.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. No. Damn it. Here, I'll skip. I'll try to skip it.
Yeah, see if,
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go.
There it is.
Beware, coward.
Oh, that's it.
Run, coward.
Sinistar. Beware, I live.
I live. Oh my gosh, dude. Sinistar's genuinely freaky looking.
Yeah.
Like the skull thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having overload with the nostalgia. I got to stop looking at this stuff. This is amazing.
Spikes. Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh, I want to be young again. Brian's be young again. All right. That's it. We're done. Do you have music for us today?
I do.
Oh,
and this one didn't come in through the TMS requests page where you can submit your request. That website is tinyurl.com/TMS requests. That's what I want you to use to submit your request if there's a song you want to hear. However, this one I just got via text, and I have to do it. It is the 10th anniversary of the aforementioned front runners, the front people, of same-sex Mary, James and Svet. They've been together for 10 years. Today is their 10-year anniversary. And he specifically asked for, let me pull it up here.
That's song. Mind-blowing. 10 years, that's so great.
I know. What a great couple they are, too.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Sing to Me. This is Walter Martin of the Walkmen featuring Karen O of the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, a duet that they recorded last year called Sing to Me. And it's from James to Svet.
Oh, that's so sweet. I hope you guys have a great 10-year anniversary. Do they listen to the show on the regular? Do you know?
They do. Yeah, they keep up with it. So.
All right. Well, hello, you two, and be nice and wear those rad glasses there, Svet and James. I like the mustache. All right. Here it is. Let's play their song. We'll be back on Monday with a whole new week of TMS. We'll see you then.
Butterflies, they fill my guts when I look in your eyes. A heart that's young is filled with sweet surprise. Only the innocent can sympathize.
I don't care about the funny way you wear your hair. Someday you'll let me put my comb up there. Till then you're beautiful and I just stare.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. It's just yodeling. I listen to the funny things you say. I hope you never ever change your ways. Let's take a wander through the world today.
I like all of you. I'd like to roll up in a ball of you. I like to breach the castle wall of you and sing a concert in the hall of you.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. So we just say a little. There's nothing else you need to bring to me until the day you bring that ring to me. But either way, you're everything to me. 'Cause you sing to me. Yeah, you sing to me.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
You got a $50 bill?